This is Akashwani, the news read by Lalema Aneja Dang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of France Emmanuel Macron today jointly inaugurated Bharat Innovates event at Palais des Exposition in Nice, France. The flagship event being held under the India-France Year of Innovation brings together top innovation startups and venture capital funds from India, France and other countries. It features innovations across 13 key sectors, including advanced computing, semiconductors, artificial intelligence, quantum technologies, space technology, clean energy and biotechnology. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi highlighted the strength of India-France ties. He said, while many nations engage in trade and strategic cooperation, only a few relationships are guided by a shared vision as well as common interests.
दुनिया में अलग-अलग देश एक दूसरे के साथ व्यापार करते हैं, अलग-अलग देशों के बीच स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप भी होती है, लेकिन कुछ रिलेशंस ऐसे होते हैं जो शेयर्ड इंटरेस्ट के साथ साथ शेयर्ड विजन से भी ड्राइव होते हैं. भारत और फ्रांस का रिश्ता कुछ ऐसा ही है.
Addressing the gathering, French President Macron also described it as an honor for France to host the first edition of the initiative outside India. He said, the world increasingly sees India not only as a country with immense talent, but as a nation of innovation and a disruptive force in technology.
A country with 1.4 billion inhabitants, a country who pays on know-how and research, knowledge and training as many engineers as Europe and the US combined, more than 1 million per year. So in every respect, a country with research, innovations and frontier models is spearheading global innovation.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Principal Scientific Advisor Ajay Kumar Sood, Infosys founder Narayan Murthy and several prominent business leaders were also present on the occasion. Speaking at the event, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said, India is emerging as a trusted and reliable partner at a time of global geopolitical and technological transformation.
The world seeks trusted and reliable partners, and that is what India brings to the table. We bring the energy of the world's youngest large nation, the finest talent pool available, and a scale that few can match.
Ahead of the event, Prime Minister Modi also interacted with leading investors, venture capitalists, and innovators participating in the landmark India-France Innovation Showcase. Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi and President Macron will hold bilateral talks to review progress in the India-France Special Global Strategic Partnership and discuss key regional and global issues. The Indian Embassy in Oman has said that an Indian-flagged mechanized sailing vessel Virat 1, carrying around 14 Indians, experienced an engine failure off the coast of Oman. The embassy informed that crew transferred safely to a life raft. The embassy added that the rescue operation is presently underway through ships in vicinity under coordination of Omani authorities. A historic cultural milestone was achieved in Colombo today as more than 5,000 Bharatnatyam dancers performed together, clinching the Guinness World Record for the largest Bharatnatyam dance lesson. The Guinness World's Record citation was presented following the performance at Colombo's Goldface Green, with Indian High Commissioner Santosh Jha receiving the certificate on behalf of the performers. The Criminal Investigation Department, CID, is interrogating Trinamool Congress MP Abhishek Banerjee for his alleged involvement in signature forgery case of party MLAs. Abhishek Banerjee today arrived at the CID headquarters, Bhavani Bhavan, in Kolkata. The CID is investigating the case following the Calcutta High Court's order. In cricket, India will begin their ICC Women's T20 World Cup campaign against arch-rivals Pakistan in a Group A match at Edgbaston in Birmingham today. The match is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. Indian time. And that's the end of this news bulletin.